أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at memorizing the names of the chapters or the surah of the Quran in the order they are in the Quran and doing it through the system called mnemonics, we're now going to look at section 8. Now this section is surah 47 to 50. So there's only four surahs here and you will absolutely find this phenomenal. At least I do. So the peg or the focus point here is surah number 50. Now if you look at surah number 50, 50% is half. And that rhymes with qaf. So every time I say 50, you should think half and then qaf. So the surah is called Suratu Qaf. And again, this is one of those secret letters known as Huruful Muqatti'at. Now let's look at the story. It starts with 47, which is Muhammad. So Muhammad was sent to win. And the surah number 48 is Al-Fath, which is victory. So Muhammad was sent to win with the chambers of the Qur'an, or with the rooms of the Qur'an. Because surah number 49 is Hujurat. Hujurat is rooms or chambers. So he was sent to win with the chambers of the Qur'an. Because Qaf and Qur'an starts with Qaf, we've called Qaf Qur'an. Let's start again. 47, Muhammad. 48, Fath. So Muhammad was sent to win with the Hujurat, which is with the chambers or the rooms of Qaf, and Qaf is for Quran. So Muhammad was sent to win with the chambers of the Quran. Now the idea is to always find the focus point. So if I found the focus point is 50, which is Qaf, rhymes with half, remember, I work backwards. I think Quran or Qaf, and then I think, what was it about Qaf? And I think the rooms of Qaf or the chambers of Qaf, and I think, oh my goodness, so 49 is Hujurat. And then I work backwards. Who won with the chambers of the Quran? And it's Muhammad who won. So I know Muhammad is 47 and I know victory or to win is 48. Now let's do a little bit of a test and see if you can work these out. If I said surah number 1, you'd probably say Fatiha, and that's quite simple. If I said surah number 3, then in our head should go the story. Doors opened, there were beef burgers, so I know the second one is Baqarah, and they were donated by Ali Imran, so I know number 3 is Ali Imran. If I said 5, then because we know Nisa is 4, and they served it on a table, we know 5 is table. I also remember 5 as table because I think 5 represents the Ahlul Kisa, and we're always eating at their table. 10, immediately you think of the 0 in the 10 and you think Yunus. 7, you immediately think 7 up and you know it is A'raf or it's up. And it's okay to think up at the moment because A'raf is heights anyway. If I said 12, then we would go back and think 11 with a line across is it H, so it's Hud. And we know Hud and Yusuf. 12 we can also remember by the 12 brothers of Yusuf. And then obviously if I said 15, we would go through the story Hud and Yusuf heard this noise like thunder. 13, and when they went to investigate, it was Ibrahim. 14, who was breaking the stone idol. So 15 was stone or rock. If I said 16, immediately we would think sweet and Nahal. If I said 17, you know it's Isra with the one pointing to the 7 in the heavens, and that's the night journey, also known as Bani Israel. 18, immediately know it's cave, because 18 you become an adult and you start preparing for your own cave. In the next section, the moment I say 22, we should think 2 by 2 and Hajj. And the whole story should come in mind. The prophets went to Hajj with the believers to show them the light of the difference between right and wrong, which is 25. And then continue the story. The poets went with their lunchboxes. And you know the poets is 26. Lunchboxes had ants in them, 27. When they came back, they told the story, 28, of spiders eating Romans. And Romans, you can remember, is 30 with the 3 X's. And obviously, the moment I said 31, you think of 3 women looking at one man and said, look, man, or look man as such. And 36, you can't forget that. You love anyone, say I 36 you, because Yasin is Qalbul Quran. And then we looked at Hawamim, and Hawamim 40 to 46, all revealed in one order. And it's phenomenal. Maybe another way of remembering 41, which was explained in detail, and it's Fussilat. My children say, that's fussy. When somebody is fussy, they want detail. So you remember 41, fussy as Fussilat. 44, you know, is smoke or Dukhan, and the story is quite simple. We looked at 47 to 50 now, and the moment I say 50, you got to think half, rhymes with Qaf, and it's Suratul Qaf. So in essence, we should now know the surahs from surah number 1 to surah number 50. We will continue with the mnemonics from 51 to 114 much later on, when we've already looked at the key concepts of each surah. So I'm hoping that you will try and memorize the names of Surah 1 to Surah 50. And inshallah, as the days go by, we will learn about the key concepts of each surah. May Allah give us the tawfiq to be able to familiarize ourselves with His most awesome book. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ